Stop button all task.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about two things, actually. Basically, I made a registry hack for all the U.S. English variants for eSpeak that are included in my speech player and eSpeak package. And I also like to give a demonstration of VB audio cable on a newer computer, that being my Windows 10 machine. And it's actually going to be in a Windows 7 VM because the one where an XP didn't go so well, and it kind of made a couple people scared of installing it because of what happened. I guess I shouldn't have done that. I guess I could have done it in a VM, but I was just wanting to install my XP machine because I haven't done that yet, so I thought I'd do it in the podcast, but I didn't know it would turn out like that. Anyway, so I'm going to show you the new variants first.
Virtual recorder dialogue. Stop NVDA prep synth voice settings voice.
Eloquence.
So, those new variants. I'm going to try installing the eSpeak Micro variant. It was causing it to crash or something, so that's why it's not in that registry script. This is for 64-bit. At this point, I might make a 32-bit version of the registry file so people who have 32-bit Windows can install it. But anyway, I'm going to switch to eSpeak Clat.
NVDA synth voice settings.
Eloquence.
Microsoft Zero.
Virtual recorder dialog. Stop button alt F. Virtual pain folder view list. File village B. VT demo 20 of 20. B. VMware player. VMware player. Non-commercial use only.
I'm going to start VMware player.
Create a open for iDot tree down pit local at the of the Windows 7 web. Pilots. VMware list. Edit play virtual. Anave Windows. I move Windows 7 VM. Virtual with Windows 7 VMware player. Non. Pain.
I'm not going to be uploading this VM. I've told many people this. I just thought I'd mention it here. I'm not going to be uploading these VMs, the Windows 7 ones, because Windows 7 is still being supported. If anybody wants a Windows 7 VM, just ask me privately. So, I'm not going to publicly make them available. So, anyway.
Start button control plus S.
So, basically, it's started up. Now let's copy the zip, the
Windows 7.
What we can do is extract the zip file onto my computer.
Run.c, code, text, c.
It's in called vbjavapack43.zip, into the utilities folder.
G, proscat, iu, items view, vbnsexe, vbcable driver pack 43.zip. Contube unit 7 OPO extract files, extract, C, colon, max, V, backslash, backslash, back, code, back, blank, V, C, A, D, L, E, extra, C, pro scan, Windows, run dialog, select, C, V, P, pin in icon 1, items, BB cable 18 up to BC 6, BB cable 8, date create, window pane.
Remind me later. Running application notice NVDA up. Task switching list.
Okay, so I copied the VB cable folder to the clipboard.
Run dialog seek code, desktop, local disk.
Windows 7,
VB cable 515,
page.
Items, new space.
So, VB cable is there. Now, if you are installing on a 64-bit system, you have to run the 64-bit installer as an admin. If you're on a 32-bit system, even if you have administrative privileges, you can run the installer as normal. So that's what I'm going to do.
Items, new list, pin in not select, VBMME cable 64, VBMME cable 64, Vista 20, VBMME cable XP 24, op, VBMME cable WinSend, VBMME cable Vista 20, VBMME cable 2, VB cable setup, VB cable setup 19 of 27.
You know what, I'm just going to run it as an admin just to show you guys that on the 64-bit, even though I'm on a 32-bit VM, I'm going to show you how it's done on a 64-bit VM.
Context menu. Open run as troubleshoot run as administrator A. VB cable unavailable. Items new list. VB audio virtual cable driver installation.
So I just pressed Alt while on the UAC that popped up. Now let's read the dialog.
VB audio virtual cable driver installation version 1.0.3.8. Programming colon Vincent Mural and Jean Sylvain Lozico slash S. WIN7WWW.VBCABLE.COM. Ready to install. Click the button right there. Install driver. It will install VB audio virtual cable on your S.
Okay, so I heard something else come up. I'm gonna just deal with that later. See if I can do the installation.
Colon. Vincent. Top. Programming. New messages. Action center. Click.
Let's see.
Optional update delivered. Optional. VB audio virtual cable.
Okay, I'm gonna do screen review.
No previous screen review. At Sylvain. Lerts S colon. Win. W. Not V. B. C. L. E. Not C. O. F. Like ready. To. Ins. Click. The. Button. Right. There. Dot. Install. Windows driver. Install.
Now I'm going to press insert enter on this install driver button. This is what will happen.
Activate. VB audio virtual cable driver installation version 1.0.3.8. Not responding.
It went not responding. We need to Alt Tab to find the Windows security alerts.
VBK desktop I Windows secure Windows security dialog. Would you like to install this device software? How can I decide which device software is safe to install? Mshelp / Windows / ID equals 5,622D7D6531B4E76B480059D38339C4. Don't install button Alt plus N.
Oh, and before you even like click this install button here, or even launch a setup, I recommend you switch your output device from Microsoft Sound Mapper and NVDA to speaker out, or not speaker out, the your regular sound card.
NVDA Quetgen synthesizer, synthesize output speakers, high definition audio, VB audio virtual cable.
So that way, when the installation is complete, we will have speech.
Caps lock off.
VB cable address. C. VB audio. Desktop icon. Windows secure. How can I decide? Always trust install button Alt plus I.
On start.
VB audio virtual cable driver installation version 1.0.3.8. Not responding. VB cable installation dialog. Installation complete and successful. You might reboot your system to finalize installation. OK button. VB audio virtual cable. Windows Internet Explorer. Desktop list. Reset task
now.
Switching list on a map.
What we need to do, so we can hear the cable, that output of the cable. What we should do
run
is go to the control panel.
MMSYS.CPL.
Or the sound control panel. You could just use MMSYS.CPL in the run dialog.
Sound dialog. Playback proper. Recording tabs.
Recording.
Record mic cable out.
Cable output.
Set default split properties button Alt plus D.
Wait, I don't think it. Well. I don't know if it's at default, but whatever. I still recommend you to switch your synth to your regular sound card. I'm going to go in the properties.
Cable output.
Because usually it sets the default for both devices, but I don't know why it didn't set the default this time. I don't know why.
Tab, listen, tab, levels, tab, select, list, property, space, checked. playback through this device. Combo box default playback dip cable input, VB audio virtual cable. Speakers, high definition on sound dialogue.
This is what we want. So.
Oh, can't tap recording proper tap playback tab.
Let's go to playback.
Proper speakers. Cable input conf set default split button.
Yeah, I guess the default device didn't get set. So what we could do to
properties button okay but desktop lit
ensure it's working.
NVDA presence synthesized SIM output device. Cable input VB audio desktop list. Recycle bin not selected one of two.
I just switched the output to the cable input. And now
run dialog MMSYC.C.S.C.B.
It's kind of sluggish because we're getting a virtual cable in a VM, but
sound dialog.
So
speakers, high def cable input
is
configure but set default split but properties button,
properties cable on the, input on the cable.
Tab levels tab select dialog 90 tab advanced tab select default format grouping select 16 bit 16,000 H 8 bit 8,000 H net.
If I wanted to
F button Alt plus B. Select the sample rate and bitmap W when running in shared mode.
I could literally set the sample rate to like 8 kHz.
8-bit, 16-bit, 48,000 H net, DB quality.
And I don't know if you heard it much, but the end of the, what you can do to get rid of the little high frequency thing in the 44, because when you get it, when you get VB audio cable set up, it'll be default to 44 kHz. And sometimes there's this weird high frequency in the background, and to get rid of that, just set the sample rate to 48 kHz.
16-bit, 48,000 H net sound dialog, playback proper, cable input properties, sound dialog, playback, OK button, set configure button, select a playback tab control, recording tab,
recording.
Select recording prop microphone, cable output, properties button, opt, cable out, tab listen tab, select levels tab, listen tab, sit property page, you can listen, playback through this device, combo box speakers, lit tab control, left advanced tab, default format, 2 channel, 16-bit. 32 channel, 8-bit, 11,000 2 channel, 8-bit, 8,000 H net, lowest quality. 1 channel, 8-bit, 8,000 H net, lowest quality. Device in use, no button alt, yes but. Output properties dialog, default format grouping, select the sample rate and bitmap to be used when.
And the highest they can go is
2 channel, 24-bit, 192,000 H net, UDO quality.
Yeah, that's the highest sample. I'm going to set this to 48 kHz.
2 channel, 16-bit, 176, 2 channel, 16-bit, 88,000, 2 channel, 16-bit, 48,000, next device in use, no, yes, button, not. Output properties dialog, exclusive, give exclusive, restore, OK, but cancel, but OK, sound dialog, recording, OK, button, cancel, but OK, desktop list, shut down, win, sleep, shut down, desktop.
Windows 7 VMware C, window items view list, VDK, virtual recorder dialog, stop button, Alt S.
So hope you guys enjoyed this podcast about VB audio cable. It's a lot better than my previous one, and hope you guys enjoyed the new variants that I demonstrated. You could download this registry hack by using or downloading the eSpeak variants registry keys that zip file, and you can import that on your 64-bit computer. But I might make a 32-bit version for those who don't have a 64-bit. So I'll see you guys next podcast. Bye.